Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and bring our listeners immediately actionable steps and wisdom to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and I am here today with Anmol Singh. Anmol launched LiveTraders.com in 2015, which is now voted the number one trading education firm for 3 years in a row. He has coached and trained over 1,000 traders and investors and is considered the leading expert in the trading psychology space, having helped thousands of traders all over the world dealing with psychological and behavioral issues. Currently, he is an avid financial trader and spends his days working with students of his trading firm, Live Traders, also being involved with other entrepreneurial ventures and franchise stores in the automotive sector, as well as maintaining a real estate portfolio. Anmol is also the author of Prepping for Success. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to chatting with you. So the first question I have for you, Anmol, is how did you get called to be a trader? Like, what was the story behind that? What was the path to becoming a trader?
Sure. I mean, when I was in college, I never even imagined that finance or trading is something that I'm going to get into. So something that just naturally happened through me saying yes to a lot of things. So in college, we had this entrepreneurial society, and I was really curious about the stock market. There was a guest lecturer that came in, started talking about financial markets, and that really got me fascinated. And then I went to the university. I was like, do we have a trading and investing society at this college? They're like, well, no, why don't you start one? I was like, great, let's do it. I met a few people, like-minded people who were also curious about this. We started this in college, and I just took off from there. I started writing articles, and while I was in my dorm room, I was writing for Yahoo Finance. I was writing for Motley Fool, pretty popular financial blogs. And then I met a mentor of mine who's actually my partner now, Jared Vesely. So I bought one of his programs, one of his courses that he was training how to, you know, people to trade. I bought into the program and I just hit it off. I really like his style of teaching and mentoring one-on-one. And that's kind of where I started. And since I haven't looked back since, so I've been trading since college now.
Wow. So how many years is that, if you don't mind my asking?
Sure. I've been trading for about 10 years now.
All right. So a whole decade. And yeah. when we say trading, so not everybody knows what we're talking about. So it would be really helpful if you would give us kind of an idea of exactly what that looks like and what you mean by that word.
Sure. So for example, a lot of people invest in the stock market. They might buy a stock and they make their money as the stock goes higher, right? That's the typical investment model. So trading is the same thing, but done much shorter time frame. So we won't be holding a stock for, let's say, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Instead, we will be getting in and out like every day. So we bought it at 32, sold at 33, and just we keep trading very frequently to generate that return. So trading is when you buy something and then you sell it for a higher price, but that you do it, you know, consistently every single day.
Beautiful. So to help our listeners to celebrate you, why don't you tell us about the biggest trade win that you've ever had?
Sure. I mean, I am actually one of those traders that all my wins are the same and all my losses are the same because I created like a statistical model where, you know, if I lose, this is the fixed loss. If I win, so I wouldn't have like one of those stories that all the traders have on Wall Street where you hear that, you know, you had a big trade. I mean, I have decent trades, but they're all pretty much the same. It's like a statistical model that I'm just executing, like a casino. You know, they play blackjack or roulette at a casino. Casino knows that, okay, this is their percentage edge that they're going to win and they just got to repeat it. The same thing with trading. I figured out a model that is working and I just keep on repeating the model. So all the gains are the same size.
Beautiful. I love that. I love the idea of consistency rather than the big win that also, opens you up for the big fat losses.
Right.
Awesome. Beautiful. All right. Well, so when you started Live Traders in 2015, which is now 4 years ago, like what inspired you What called you into wanting to serve other people with this?
Right. So one of the things that I noticed in the trading industry was there's a lot of people who had great programs, right? Great courses and a lot of the, you know, really good information. But then when it came down to it, like you'd contact them, hey, you know, can we sit next to you? Can we watch you trade? And a lot of them wouldn't want to do that. They didn't, you know, they just wanted to create programs and courses, but they didn't want to actually show how they're doing it. And what I found was there's a lot of marketers that were trying to pretend that they are great traders, but it wasn't the real industry because I spent a lot of money before in courses and I just got let down. And a lot of people, you know, sometime later admitted that they used to trade, now they don't trade anymore. And that just didn't sit well with me. I was like, I think people need to see somebody actually doing it in real time and being fully transparent, whether I have a bad losing day, whether I have a great winning day, like they will see it. But I think that's how they will learn. And for me, my partner was like that at that firm we were working with. We didn't like some of the practices because, you know, there was a Wall Street. So we didn't like some of the practices. They were also doing programs. We said, you know what? You trade for real. I trade for real. Why don't we team up together, start a firm together, and actually show people how it's really done? Like, it's not about the big gains. You know, it's not about the home run. It's about just creating a model that works and just repeating it over and over again. So that really, you know, inspired me because that worked for me. So I wanted to do it for others.
Beautiful. And you've trained over 1,000 people. And so I'm really excited to hear about the success stories. Can you talk a little bit about some of the people that you have worked with and, you know, like what's invited them into your program and where they started and where they are now? I love the idea of consistency too, by the way. Sure. Thank you.
Sure. So it's like, I don't know if you've seen the TV show Billions, you know, it's like, do they have the trading coach and then they have the trading therapist. So that's why me and my partner work together really well. So he comes in, he teaches people how to do the trading stuff. I come in, I handle the psychological stuff because I can give them how to trade, but then you got to follow it. So some of the success stories from people are, you know, one guy from Fernando, he's Mexican, you know, guy, he retired. He had a really nice job at IBM, retired from there. And he said, you know what, I want to try this thing in my retirement. Maybe I can make a little bit, you know, income while I'm retired. I'm like, that's a great thing to do. And within like 2 years, we took him from where he's at. And now he got back into like the work life, quit his retirement, and he started the hedge fund. So he started a small hedge fund, but he got $3 million in the first round of starting the hedge fund after 2 years after our program. So, you know, and there's a lot of people like that. Cliff, he's been in our trading room since the day one. We started our trading live trading chat room. He's been in there since day one, and he's just really crushing it. And I think there's a lot of people over 100 that I know of that are, you know, quit their jobs and now making supplemental six figures within like first hour, because that's what we focus on. So we're trade from 9:30 in the morning to 11:30, and that's kind of our hour of power, we call it. And there's a lot of good success stories, but there's a lot of horror stories too. You know, there's a lot of people that come in and they don't quite either get it, or if I tell them, okay, here's what you have to do, then they try and tweak it or optimize it. And in so doing, they don't follow the process that's already proven to work. So I think if people can take out their ego, I think as long as you have an open mind and a willingness to learn, like this is actually one of the great businesses for sure.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, you know, you seem really, really confident. So I'd love to have you talk a little bit about where you get your own confidence and what you do yourself, maybe psychologically and behaviorally, to be able to show up every day and be consistent and be confident and weather the ups and downs, particularly in this kind of an industry.
Right. I think, you know, confidence, everybody has it in it. So if you feel like, you know, you're not confident, you have to ask yourself, like, why is that? What's causing it? What's missing that's causing me not to be confident? Because confidence is your default state. So if you're not confident, what's causing that issue? So, you know, that usually comes from competence. Because if you're good at something, you're going to be confident, right? And if you're not good at it, you're not going to be confident. So the thing is first to get good at it, acquire the skills that you need, right, in order to be confident. Because if you're not confident, that means there's a lack of skill. It's something that is missing from the whole puzzle. So you get those puzzles, get that skill, right, get that knowledge up, and then you get competent by practicing. So in terms of trading or any other business, right, have statistics of your business, your key performance indicators, have those in hand, and you can see, okay, you can see it on a spreadsheet, the numbers are slowly inching up. When you actually see it with your eyes on a spreadsheet, right, that gives you confidence rather than, I think, yes, we're doing well, you know, the sales are going well. I think if you think, you know, you're not sure, whereas, you know, because I can lie, you can lie, everybody can lie. Numbers cannot lie. So I think you get your numbers down, get your figures, get the skills that you need, and confidence is the default state. You just fulfill what's calling the lack of confidence.
Beautiful. I love that. So let's talk about the creation process. So you got inspired to create this organization, LiveTraders.com. Can you talk a little bit about your own or yours and your partner's creative process, like how you maybe came up with the idea or the process that you went through to take it from idea to reality? Can you talk just a little bit about the creative aspect, the LiveTraders.com site and the offering that you have?
Right. I think the whole process started when, you know, we were working together at another firm in New York who were similar. They actually had like a trading desk. And when we offered like programs where there's a slideshow, PowerPoint, we're teaching people, people loved it. It was great. But then we had one live day where we were, you know, trading live. Like I would screen share my whole trading platform. They can see my P&L going up and down, you know, in real time. And people really liked that. So I was like, why limit that to like a one day thing that we just one day after they finished the slideshow, we show them, why not we do this every day? And then we looked over, I'm like, nobody's doing it. And then we checked the name Live Traders because we were trading live. So I was like, that's a perfect fit. You know, we trade live every day. So similar to this, like a webinar software where I just display my webcam, my audio is open. You can see my whole screen and I'm just doing my thing, trading, you know, calling out why I'm trading it. And people were like, wow, it's like literally sitting next to somebody. And I wish I had that like on day one when I started, because that would speed up your learning curve even faster. Actually, you know, seeing somebody do what you learned on a slideshow in a course. So we said, why limit to a day? Why just not do it every single day? So we do it every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every morning, we both share our screens, audio, webcam, and it's almost like as close as you can get to sitting right next to us.
Wow, that is amazing. And so did you have any challenges in the creative process as you were bringing that whole thing into reality?
Yeah.
And what did you do when you were in a challenging spot? Like what?
Right. I think challenges still have right now, like, because we know that we have a great offering, we got a great product, but how do we let people know about it? Like, how do we overcome people who make marketing claims? Because I don't want to make marketing claims. I don't want to be like, get rich in 30 days, you know, because we could send out an email blast like that. We get a lot of people probably one time, but then they won't come back. And we're like, that's not the kind of relationship we want. So our whole idea was, how do we overcome the other people's marketing strategies that are showing, like, you know, big cars and all that? How do we not go that route, right? How do we, you know, emphasize the benefits of our trading platform and, you know, trading like a community with us? And the way we do it is through, you know, we decided, how about we give everything for free pretty much? You know, let's just make great videos, not try and market all the time. Let's just give great value. And that came like tenfold back to us, because we were like, here's the video. We taught like an hour video on YouTube. No pitch, nothing. We did that every week, and slowly, slowly, we saw that, you know, bearing fruit from 1,000 subscribers to 5,000 to 10,000 to 30,000. Now we're at a point where we're getting 2,000 subscribers on YouTube a day. And all that happened literally in the last 2 years, because we were still doing well the first 2 years, but now slowly it's bearing fruit, and we're seeing that, again, slow return, not going for that one viral video, but slowly, slowly getting those returns.
Beautiful. Well, I really love your philosophy of patience and consistency and taking it slow, but being intentional. And we are already at the break, which is amazing how quickly this goes. So I do want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. And I want to shout out this week to our listeners in, where shall we shout out to, Anmol? Where are you originally from?
Well, originally I'm from India, but right now I live in New York.
Great. So we'll shout out to our listeners both in India, which we do have listeners in India, and in New York. So we're going to be right back in just a moment with Anmol Singh.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Anmol Singh. He is the founder of LiveTraders.com, and he is also the author of the book, Prepping for Success. So what we're going to do right now is let you know where you can find out more about him. You can go to preppingforsuccess.com/book, and that will get you connected with Anmol, and you can go deeper with him through that link, and we'll also put that link in the show notes. So before we went to the break, we were talking about the creation process, and we talked a little bit about courage and about his calling. And one thing that, you know, I'm really noticing here is how clear and confident you are. And you said something really important, that confidence is your default state. It's our default state. And I loved that. So we're going to ask our team to put that into a moment of brilliance for you, Anmol. But I do have a question for you about clarity, because I think clarity is also an ingredient that allows you to feel more confident. So if you could tell our listeners, is there a practices, maybe in your Prepping for Success book, or personal practices that you do to maintain your clarity so that you can also maintain your confidence?
I think for clarity, what's important is spending some time by yourself, because I think people, they think, oh, I'm not an introvert, or I always want to be on the phone, or even when they're by themselves, they're on Facebook or checking their phone, so they're not truly by themselves. So I think you need a practice where you can shut off the outside world, shut off the technology, and just kind of sit with yourself, right? Be it eyes open, be it eyes closed, and just think. Like, literally, it sounds so, like, you know, easy. Oh, just think. But people, we always have something going on in our head. We're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. How about we just sit, close our eyes for a second, take a deep breath, and just think, well, like, what is my purpose? What is my goal? What do I want out of life? And where am I going right now? Am I on the right path to, you know, achieving my purpose? Am I on the right track? Am I going off course? If so, where am I going off course? And it's like simple exercise, right, will cause you a lot of clarity. And maybe you take down what you gathered from a reflection, write it down. Doesn't need to be a fancy journal, so don't go out on Amazon, oh, I don't have a journal. You know, take a piece of paper, write it down, and just write down what you experienced and what your purpose is. Where are you going? And that will give you a direction, and then you break it down in like a smaller chunks of list. You know, okay, here's where I'm going off course. This is what I need to do. This is the first thing I need to do, all right? I don't need a to-do list of 10 things. Just what's the first step I can do right now to get you closer to my purpose? And I think that will cause you a tremendous amount of clarity. And with clarity comes confidence, because you know what your path is and you're going that route. So they're all linked. Clarity, you know, leads to confidence. Confidence leads to passion. And they're all interlinked. So you have to spend some time by yourself.
Beautiful. And they're also linked to cash flow.
Yep.
All right. So you are a coach, you know, a trainer, a coach, a mentor to people. I would love to have you talk about whether or not you also are being coached yourself, and if so, what the value of coaching has been for you. I know you said you were coached, but I don't know whether you're still being coached. I'd love to have your perspective and point of view on the value of coaching, and you know, how it has impacted your life, and who you're working, maybe who or what you're working with right now around coaching.
I mean, I am always under construction. I'm always in training. You know, it's never a thing that you get there and you're like, okay, great, I made it. You know, the path to success is always under construction. And I am always in coaching. Now, the mentors could be virtual. They could be online programs that I might have purchased. They could be webinars that I might be attending. They could be seminars, like Tony Robbins was in New York, you know, last year, holding his UPW event. I was there. You know, if there's a networking event, I will be there. Maybe it's just a friend of mine that, you know, we share what's going on in our lives, our businesses, and he says something, that could be my mentor. So a mentor, I think, is not a formal relationship. I think I get messages on Instagram all the time, will you be my mentor? I'm like, but rather than asking, would I be a mentor, why don't you ask me a question? Like, that's the informal relationship. It doesn't need to be a formal, like, you're my mentor. Anybody can be your mentor, right? Person on the street, you have a nice conversation, you picked up something, that could be your mentor. So I'm always, you know, taking that mindset. I go to a lot of workshops in New York. There's a Landmark that is a pretty popular, you know, place. I'm a pretty popular participant there. I go to Tony Robbins events, everything I can you know, to always be learning, always be growing. And I think that's really helped me. And that was my goal in the book, is to distill what I've learned from spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in self-development and putting it down into like a 100-page book and distill it down. That's been kind of my purpose with that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that. And thank you for continuing to always be under construction. That's awesome. I love that one too. So Anmol, can you tell our listeners, maybe give them three immediately actionable things that they can take away out of your book that will help them prepare for success?
Sure. The first key to success would be integrity, which is, you know, doing what you said you were going to do and then doing it when you said you were going to do it. And then if you break your integrity, you know, this is something I learned from one of the workshops, is don't apologize for it because you're going to do it again. So when a lot of people say, oh yeah, I shouldn't have done that, you know, and then they apologize for it, rather than saying, okay, here's what I'm putting in place to ensure that doesn't happen again. Like something actionable, I think that in itself will be the biggest difference maker out of anything. If you could be a person of integrity, and everything will change. And that could be as simple as, hey, you had to call a friend. You said you'll call him back. You never did, right? Or your mom was calling. You said, I'm in the middle of something. Let me give you a call back. You never did. Like small little things, the break of integrity. I'm going to hit the gym on Monday. And it's Monday. I'm tired, you know. So like small little things. Live with integrity. That will be the huge difference maker out of all the other success keys I could give.
I love that. Live with integrity. And I also love that you are inviting our listeners to go beyond apologizing, because you're absolutely right. Apologies don't do anything if you don't actually take accountability and change your behavior and create some kind of action to course correct from your lack of integrity. I love that you have that clarity and awareness about that. So, all right, so let's see what our next question is going to be. I guess we're going to talk a little bit about courage now, Anmol. You know, it takes a lot of courage to just start your own business and keep it going and put yourself out there all the time. And certainly in the business that you're in, you know, it's less well known for people. It's not like a regular industry. And so it takes courage to step into something that's, you know, relatively unknown or relatively new, right? Compared to a lot of other ways that you could generate money. I'd love to have you talk about what you do to enhance your courage, your own personal courage, and exercise that courage muscle.
Right. Best thing you can do to exercise the courage muscle is put yourself in uncomfortable situations. You know, put yourself in situations where it's outside your comfort zone, because the life that you desire lies outside the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. The way to think about, I think about it is like everything I want to do, I think like there's this tunnel, right? I'm standing in the middle of the tunnel, right? There's one side, which is my current life. I could go back the other side of the tunnel. Nothing changes. Nothing's going to go bad, but nothing will improve. Nothing changes. Stagnant. Or I could try and step on the other side of the tunnel. Maybe I don't make it. Maybe it's not a good side. I can always come back. But maybe there's something on the other side of the tunnel that, you know, improves the quality of my life. And I'm like, oh, I always take that chance, because what's the worst that can happen? Nothing. It still remains the same. So I think, you know, you have to take that chance, because the life that you want lies outside your comfort zone. And the more you get out, it strengthens your comfort zone, it strengthens your muscle that you can actually go beyond every single time in anything, you know, be it in life, be it in health, be it in working out, be it in business, be it in entrepreneurship, anything. So I think the life that you desire is on that side of the tunnel. Go there. Maybe you hit the diamond. Maybe you find something there. If you don't, you can always come back.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, then you certainly have an investment mindset, which of course is important if you're going to be a trader, but you also have a personal development investment mindset. So if somebody was thinking about investing in themselves right now, either through your body of work or through any other, you know, reputable mentor of integrity, what would you want to say to them if they're kind of challenged by the decision-making process? How would you help and support them to choose?
I think the biggest thing first would be, you know, to determine, again, sit with yourself. The first step would be sit with yourself and what's the first area you want to tackle? Because you can't tackle everything at once. You know, you can't get a health coach, a business coach all at once. What's the first thing you want to tackle? So let's say it's business. Okay, who's in the same field that you're in, who's doing really well, right? Find that mentor. Look at their credentials and look to see if they actually have done businesses and not just, you know, speaking. So you look for that, look what they've created, find a mentor in your area, and LinkedIn is a great place to do that. They don't have to be all speakers. You know, you can hit a mentor in your area and find mentors. Otherwise, apart from that, the biggest personal development workshop or anything that I attended that worked for me, obviously, was the Landmark Forum. That was probably the biggest difference maker amongst everything I've ever done. And I think apart from that, Tony Robbins, their coaches are really reputable. They offer, you know, one-on-one coaching that you could get a coach on a monthly basis. And it's just, you know, it's accountability. It's checking in. And if there are some listeners, they're like, well, I can't afford coaching, find a friend in the same industry, right? It doesn't have to be formal mentorship. Mentors can come in, you know, variety and shapes and forms and sizes. And sometimes your friend is your best mentor. You just got to be open and vulnerable, be able to have the conversation and share.
Beautiful. Well, you mentioned, you know, people don't really have the money. Can you talk a little bit about your program? Is it for people who, you know, need to have quite a bit of money in order to be able to start trading? Or can people start trading with you and working with you for, you know, not a whole lot of money?
Right. I mean, I think the first thing I tell most people is that don't focus on trading right now. Like, market's here tomorrow. It's going to be here next week. It's going to be here forever. It's going to be here long after we're gone. So it's not running away. You're not missing anything. So first, learn. You know, focus on learning. Get some books. Get a library. There's, you know, you can get books inexpensively. I can recommend some books. Go get them. Read them. We have our free ebook on our website. Start with that. Then we have a free consultation. You could call our office for a 15-minute consultation. And we'll tell you if this is something that's even right for you, because it might not be right for you. It's not for everybody. So then you can get an idea of whether this is something that you want to get into, what a day looks like. We'll guide you what a typical trader's day might be, what you need, and then we determine whether, you know, that's something that you want to get into. It's pretty inexpensive to start off with, but then obviously you keep your job on the side while you learn, save some money, and then once you have the consistency, then you can think about the next steps. So never quit your job and, you know, go straight into something. But I know a lot of people on West Coast, they trade in the morning because 6 o'clock is when the market opens there. So they trade from like 6 to 8 o'clock, which is the 2 hours we trade. And then they have a regular job. They go to their regular work. And while they get consistent and while they learn. And then when they get consistent, then you could quit.
Beautiful. Well, I always ask a lot of C words in these interviews, and you brought the C word of consistency throughout this interview, and we are already at the end. So I want to thank you again, Anmol, for being with us. And I want to say to our listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. Be sure to check out Anmol's preppingforsuccess.com/book. And we'll also have that in the show notes for you. And, you know, we do encourage you to share our show with other people that you think might be benefited by listening to Men on Purpose podcast. We might even give you a shout out on the show if you leave us a rating or a review. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on Apple Podcasts and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.